Hello, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CI Office Fixed Income Desk, enjoying the beautiful rainy day in Dubai. While investors are positioned for risk on, resulting in positive return for risky assets, the market still remains sensitive to trade developments. The US-China trade deal, which was shelved 6 months ago, has made a roaring comeback. There is still some discussion on the amount of levies to be rolled back, with the USA proposing to cut back between 35% to 60%. China demands that all levies imposed post-May to be removed immediately and the tariff to be disbanded gradually. U.S. Treasuries climbed yesterday with reports on U.S.-China trade talks and oil sell-off driving risk appetite. Long end outperformed as 2/10 flattened for the fifth consecutive session from near year-to-day high. The 10-year benchmark yields are at 1.75%. New York Fed President John Williams joined the chorus of other presidents saying that the U.S. economy is in a good place and that Fed is definitely watching the wider risk to the economy due to global headwinds. Inflation trends below Fed target and deterioration in the trade outlook are key factors, and further deterioration could force the Fed to act. Investors placed more than 17.5 billion sterling of bids for the UK's 2.25 billion of notes due April 2041, which are the linker tap, with final terms set at UK T plus 3.5, the bottom end of the guidance. US-China trade disputes continues to weigh on global sentiments, as demonstrated by a drop in Japan's export for the 11th straight month. The value of shipments fell 9.2% year-on-year in October, as against consensus expectations of 7.5% decline. Chinese trust companies face a maturity wall in December 2019, with over $125 billion of financing needed to be repaid. This is ominous within a deteriorating landscape of tightened regulation and slowing economic growth. Moreover, Asian bond defaults is expected to rise next year, with Chinese conglomerates, Indian NBFCs and Indonesian coal miners facing stress. Borrowers with dollar bonds yielding at least 15% have $15.1 billion or more, or almost a third of such debt due in 2020, according to Bloomberg compiled data. Aramco bankers see sufficient demand to pull off its IPO just 3 days after launching the deal, according to a Bloomberg report. They already have nearly enough to cover the institutional portion, with more than 2 weeks to go. Last but not the least, Arabian Centres Company, the largest mall operator in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, priced its $500 million maiden 5 year sukuk at 5.375% yesterday. The order book was 3x times the issue size, and larger real money players such as global asset managers, insurance companies, players showed key participation. The bonds have showed up in the secondary market, up by about 2 points so far. Have a great day.